Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to our broadcast. Today is Tuesday, October 8th, 2013. Hallelujah. And we thank God for another day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for another day. And we bless his name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This morning, we just want to tell God thank you and praise him for all that he's done for us, all that he's doing for us, all that he has planned for us, all that he has in store for us. We just thank God this morning for that. You know, we shouldn't take God for granted. I was just looking at a picture I posted yesterday on Facebook pertaining to the weather, and the weather was really bad yesterday. The clouds were hovering and doing things that I've never seen clouds do before. They were going in opposite directions and, you know, running into each other. And the darkness, you know, was coming over the face of the earth in Philadelphia. And just the way the clouds looked, it looked like it was a massive fire, like the whole city was on fire. That's how dark the clouds were. And people were actually afraid. People were actually afraid, and they were running around, and they were saying, "I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared." And I'm saying, like, what are you scared of? I don't know, but I don't like the way it looks out here. I'm scared. I said, you know, it's time to get your life right with Christ then. It's time to get saved. It's time to get born again then. Because if Jesus were to come through those clouds right now, where would you be? Where would you be? If he was to come right now, where would you be? And that is something for us to think about. I often spend time looking in the clouds. If I'm on a bus or if I'm going somewhere in a vehicle, I look at the clouds a lot. And I wonder, Lord Jesus, when are you coming? Where are you coming? Which direction? You know, you're going to come from the east. I don't know my east from my west, north or south. But, you know, I'm steady looking for Jesus to come through the clouds. I do it so often. Sometimes I wonder what's wrong with me, but there's nothing wrong with me because I'm looking forward to that appearing of Christ Jesus. I'm looking for him to come. I get joy when I think about him coming. I'm not afraid of him coming. No one, we shouldn't be, if we are Christians, if we are born again, we should not be afraid of the glorious appearing of Christ Jesus. Those that are afraid, they're afraid because they don't know him. Those that are afraid, they're afraid because they don't have a relationship with him. Those that are afraid, they're afraid because they don't know what their final destination will be. And they don't really understand everlasting life versus eternal damnation. So I would urge you today, if you're listening to this broadcast live or via archives, if you don't know Jesus Christ, and if he does not know you, and believe me, there's a difference. Won't you get to know him today, and won't you allow him to come into your life and know you and be able to call you a child of God? Mm-hmm. Won't you get to know him today, and won't you allow him to get to know you today so that you can be an heir of God and a joint heir of Christ Jesus, so that when you do depart this earth, you can spend eternal life with our Heavenly Father? That's what this is all about. God doesn't want any of us to die and perish and go to hell. He doesn't want us to go to the eternal lake of fire. People don't believe that it's true, but the Bible says it's true, and I believe it's true. I'd rather believe it's true and it not be true than not believe it and it winds up being true. So I urge you this morning with this urgency that I have in my spirit to, if you don't know Jesus Christ and if he doesn't know you, will you please form a relationship with him today? Would you please form a relationship with God the Father today? Whatever it is that you have to do, get your relationship right with God. Because we don't know when the Son of Man is going to appear. We don't know when Jesus, Yahshua, Yehoshua, Joshua, we don't know when he's going to appear. And I look in the clouds so often. Sometimes I feel like his appearance is so close.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I thought something was wrong.
Oh, no.
So we really should urge everybody we can come in contact with, everybody who the Lord allows us to minister to, even if you're giving the money to somebody on the street, offer them salvation. Even if they don't understand, if it's meant for them to be saved on that day, God will put it in their spirit. They will hear and understand. We're so busy rushing around doing what we have to do to make this money to get these bills paid and buy our little toys and do what we want to do. But people are out here perishing while we're entertaining ourselves. People are out here perishing. There's opportunities for people every day to go outside and minister to somebody. Maybe you don't feel like going downtown, but there's tracts that you could be giving out. There's tracts that I could be leaving on the bus while I'm on the bus. There's things, people leave other stuff, so why can't we leave stuff about Jesus so somebody can get saved? Let's think about it today.
Amen.
Now, today's scripture reading, we want to go to 1 Peter chapter 1 very quickly. And again, this is October 8th, 2013, day 8 of 31 days of prayer. And we read 1 Peter 1. It says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God and Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister these things, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. This is the reading of the word of God, 1 Peter chapter 1. Amen. I would ask you to go back and read this chapter again, because there are some key points in this chapter. And we want to make sure that we understand, all right, that we are redeemed. We are redeemed. We are redeemed, okay? And we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, all right, so that we can have an inheritance, an incorruptible inheritance, an undefiled inheritance that will never fade away and is reserved for you right now in heaven. You have a spot reserved in heaven right now. Right now, glory to God, it's reserved for you. But you got to be redeemed to be able to take that seat. You got to be redeemed to be able to take that seat. Glory to God. You got to be redeemed to be able to take that seat. Go back and study this scripture today and see what the Lord has to say to you. Make sure that when Jesus comes to the sky, you are born again. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we just come to you this morning to say thank you. We bless your name, Father. We thank you, Father, for redeeming us today. Glory to God. We thank you for that blessed redemption. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. Hallelujah. Father, those of us that can say we are born again, Father, we just say thank you. We thank you for that blessed hope. We thank you, hallelujah, for that redemption. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for our inheritance. God, some of us don't even know, hallelujah, who we really are in you today. But, Father, we say thank you, hallelujah, that we have an inheritance today in heaven. Glory to God, hallelujah. My soul rejoices in that today, that we have an inheritance, hallelujah, reserved as well. Waiting for us, hallelujah, in heaven. Glory to God. I thank you for that, God. Hallelujah. And Father, we pray for those, Lord God, that don't know you today, Father. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to forgive for sins today, oh God. We ask, oh God, that those that are still blinded, Lord God, by Satan, by the God of this world, that you will lift the veil today, God, in the name of Jesus, of those that are not born again. Lift the veil, Lord God, of those that are born again but are still calling good evil and evil good, that are still walking in darkness instead of light. Oh God, Father, we just pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will just submit ourselves unto you, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call for submittance, total submittance, Lord God, to your will, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that when we hear your voice, Lord God, that we will not hesitate, but we will obey you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that we will not harden our hearts, oh God, unto your word, that we will not harden our hearts, Lord God, unto the voice of your Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but that we will obey, and that we will obey quickly, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you order our steps in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, that you order our steps in your word, oh God. We ask that you order our steps, Lord God, in our life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we mortify the deeds of our flesh today. We mortify the deeds of our flesh today, God, in the name of Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we call on you today. Holy Spirit, we call on you today. We call on you today, Holy Spirit, and we ask you to abide, hallelujah, with us today in the name of Jesus. Help us so that we will not walk in the flesh today, but that we will walk in the Spirit, hallelujah, so we will not obey the lust of our flesh, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. Whatever the lust of our flesh is, oh God, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will walk with us and be with us today, that we will not fulfill the lust of our flesh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, for the word says the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh, Lord God. But Father, today we thank you today, hallelujah, that our flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. We thank you, God, hallelujah. We invite you, Holy Ghost. We invite you, Holy Spirit. We invite you, hallelujah, to lead us and guide us today, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we put on the mind of Christ today, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and any wickedness, oh God, in us, we ask you to purify us today, God, in the name of Jesus, in words and thoughts, Lord God, in actions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, help us, Lord God, to answer every man, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, and let our conversation be seasoned, Lord God, with salt, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you today. God bless our bosses today, Father. We lift them up to you today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Continue to give them wisdom, Lord God, to lead their companies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Those that have bosses that are not born again, help us to live our lives before them that they might want to come to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, today, hallelujah, help us to live our lives, oh God, as Christians, as followers of Christ, hallelujah, that we might lift you up, Jesus, that all men might be drawn unto you, Lord God, on our jobs, Lord God, wherever we are, Lord God, even in our cars, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us today. Father, we cry out to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we cry out to you, Lord. You know every need, oh God. You know every desire, oh God. And Father, we ask, oh God, if it's according to your will, that you will grant it, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we ask for things that we're not ready for, God, but the things that we're asking for, God, and you know that we need, we ask that you supply it, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we pray today, Lord God, hallelujah, that we will hear you, Lord God, that we will know you, oh God, and most of all, that you will know us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, heal those that need healing today, Father. We ask in Jesus' name. Father, those that need physical healings, oh God, we pray that you will heal in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That God be glorified. We pray for those, oh God, that need mental healing today. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up schizophrenia, paranoia, Lord God. Hallelujah. Double-mindedness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bipolarism, oh God, we lift that up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, whatever it is, Lord, you know what it is, and we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will heal, oh, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, glory to your name, Lord, God. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We lift up the youth today, God. We ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God, that the youth will turn to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That the youth will turn to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because they're the ones that are going to be leading this country in a few years, God. And Father, Lord, we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord God, to infuse these children with your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Almighty God, we call out to you for our youth today, Lord God. Oh, God, hallelujah, we cry out to you, Lord God. As the youth, oh, God, hallelujah, are in this world, oh, God, we ask, oh, God, that you will send someone to them that they will hear, that will draw them to you, God, that they might be saved, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Youth are being shot, Lord God, every day, Lord God. And Father, we just pray, God, your protection over our youth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Not just the children that we birth, Lord God, but all children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we pray for them, God, that you will sanctify them even right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, like you did me when I was a little girl, like you filled me with your spirit when I was a little girl to help me through the challenges in my life as I grew up, God. I pray for these children that you will fill them even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some, yes, are seeking you with their whole hearts, God. Fill them with your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we lift up Hollywood to you today, God. We lift up the stars in Hollywood today. Those that say they know you but don't, God. Those that say they know you but are still living in sin, God. Father, we call out to, hallelujah, you today, God, asking you to save them, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the rappers, Lord God, the singers, Lord God, hallelujah, the actors, Lord, and the actresses, oh, God, we call them out to you today, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Father, we pray that someone will go to Hollywood, God, and preach the truth of your word, oh, God, unadulterated, Lord God, not watered down, God, but the truth of your word, hallelujah, so that Hollywood can be saved, Lord God, the directors, Lord God, yes, Lord God, the writers, oh, God, hallelujah. you in the name of Jesus, God. We ask your salvation, Lord God, to come to them, the knowledge of your salvation, that they might be saved today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift up the newscasters, Lord God, the broadcasters, the radio announcers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask, oh God, that you will send your spirit in the name of Jesus, that they be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Some are seeking you, but they're seeking you in secret because they don't want their homies to know, Lord God, that they want to be saved. But God, you said if we deny you, hallelujah, if we deny Jesus before men, God, you said you would deny us, hallelujah. And Father, we just pray, God, that that person that's seeking you, but they're scared for their homies to know, God, that they will come out and be saved, Lord God. People are coming out the closet with their homosexuality. Let them come out the closet, Lord God, hallelujah, and let their people know that they're saved, oh God, so that others can be drawn unto salvation, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Father, we pray for those, oh God, who are looking, Lord God, to drugs and alcohol to help them, Lord God. We pray for them right now who are looking for a way, Lord God. And Father, hallelujah, we ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will reveal yourself to them, God. Let them know that it's you that they're seeking for, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that after the weed is smoked, oh God, and after the wet is smoked, oh God, and after the cocaine is sniffed, oh God, and after the cocaine is burnt and smoked, oh God, and after the alcohol done wore off, oh God, hallelujah, that there's no hope in anything but you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, after they done took the prescription pills, Lord God, after they done took whatever they're taking, oh God, we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will seek you. Let them seek you with their whole heart. Let them see that there's no hope in that stuff, oh God, or let them see that their hope is in you, God. Whoever you got to send, do it, God, in the name of Jesus. Send a billboard, oh God, on a bus. Send a billboard on a cab, oh God. Send us through the songs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. However you got to do it, Lord God, send your prophet, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Whatever you got to do, Lord, let them hear you and let them know you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you today, God. Father, we just bless you, hallelujah. Oh God, in Jesus' name, God, hallelujah. Those have been diagnosed, God, in the name of Jesus, with diseases, God, hallelujah. We pray, Father, that those that are believing for healing, that they receive their healing, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we lift up Cherie, God. And, Father, we pray, Lord God, and we bind and rebuke, oh God, residual effects from her brain surgery, God. In the name of Jesus, we call her eyesight back, hallelujah, to 2020. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, we speak against the spirit of blindness in the name of Jesus. We speak against headaches right now in the name of Jesus. We speak against unbalancing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we command her brain, hallelujah, her nerves, hallelujah, to connect right, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, we claim and declare, we decree right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that she is walking upright, Lord God, in the natural and in the spirit. God, we claim today in the name of Jesus that her eyesight has returned 2020, Lord God, in the natural and in the spirit, oh God. Father, we just say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for her speech to return, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Is better than before, God. And Father, we just say thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for her healing, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We lift up Benjamin Tulin today, oh God, who is suffering from ALS, oh God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to heal him, God. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for your glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh Father, we know, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, we have the faculties of our limbs, and we don't know, God, what it feels like to be laid up in a bed and not be able to move. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you will touch him right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, hallelujah, you do all things well. We don't understand sometimes, God, but God, you do things for a reason. And God, we thank you that you are getting the glory out of his life, oh God. Bless his wife today, God, as she cares for her husband, oh God. Bless her as she cares for her children, oh God. Father, I know it's difficult for her, God, but Father, I pray that you will strengthen her and keep her, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Bless his mother, oh God, she watches her son decline, God. Bless her, God, and continue to pray, hallelujah, as she continues to pray for her son. Bless her and keep her, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we say thank you, God. I lift up my friend Swab to you, Lord God. I ask you to bless him, God, right now in Jesus' name. I ask for a complete healing, a complete restoration, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You can do it, Father, and I say thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you that he's preaching the word of God today. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that he is speaking to demons. demons and they're fleeing, hallelujah. Glory to God, fill them with your Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Heal his mind, God, in Jesus' name, God. Heal his mind right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Every effect, oh God, in his mind, oh God, from whatever it was, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you move it in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, that you will get the glory out of his life, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for it right now. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for my neighbors, oh God. I pray, oh God, for everybody, hallelujah, under the sound of our voice today, oh God, that are hearing these prayers, Father, live and in the archives, and we thank you, and we give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for another day. Go in peace, hallelujah, today. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Go in peace. Go in peace. Area code 215-868. Area code 215-801. We thank you for calling in today. God bless you. Go in peace and have a great day in the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.